Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled The Pillars of Godliness. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall be taking our Bible reading from 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12. Let no one look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in your speech, conduct, love, faithfulness, and purity. I have just read from the New English Translation. After learning and understanding how godliness was beneficial to the believer, Gerald wanted to truly be godly because he was tired of the defeated life he was living. For example, he had been spending so much on drugs, and he now understood that the power of the divine life could keep him in divine health. But this power is unleashed through godliness. So he now wanted to truly be godly. One of the things the grace of God does to us believers is that it empowers us to live godly lives. Titus chapter 2 verse 11 to 12 reads, "For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all people. It trains us to reject godless ways and worldly desires, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in the present age." In today's Bible verse, we see five areas in which godliness can be made manifest. The first is in our speech or words. If a man has control over his words, he has control over his life and destiny. James chapter 3 verse 2 and Proverbs chapter 13 verse 3 reveals this. Proverbs chapter 18 verse 21 puts it this way. The tongue has the power of life and death. The stakes are high. Your words can either speak life or your words can speak death. Our tongues can build others up or they can tear them down. Go into today remembering that one of the important areas of godliness is in the way we use our tongues. If we can control the use of our tongues, then we will be able to control other areas of our lives. Remember that it is with your tongue that you prophesy, and some of the greatest spiritual power that you will exert as a child of God is through prophecy, by speaking things into existence and they respond. So it is important that you ensure that your tongue is holy so that your tongue can speak for God and bring into your life the realities of God. Pray like this. Ask the Lord to help you use your tongue wisely. Lord, let all my words be seasoned with salt. Let no idle word proceed out of my mouth. In Jesus' name. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Romans chapter 1 to chapter 2. If you wish to partner with us to reach more people, kindly click on the link just after the name of the author of today's devotional. Stream Globe devotional is non-denominational and interdenominational. We request that you share this devotional with your friends and contacts and let us touch and bless lives together. If you are listening to this and you want to accept Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, pray this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, today I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Please forgive my sins. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness and write my name in the book of life. Thank you, Father, for accepting me. In Jesus' name. Amen. If you've prayed this prayer sincerely, I want to congratulate you, because by confessing Jesus as your Lord, you have received his salvation. The Bible says that with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. If we believe in our hearts that God raised Jesus from the dead and we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord, we shall be saved. So I want to congratulate you. Kindly click on the link just before the name of the author of today's devotional. It will lead you to a web page where you would find materials to help you, including an audiobook. Download it and listen to it. It's absolutely free. And that book contains information that will help you understand this new path of life that you have found. If you begin our yearly Bible plan reading today, by this time next year, you would have gone through the entire Bible. The audio for today's yearly Bible plan reading comes up next. Romans chapter 1 to chapter 2.
The book of Romans.
Paul, a servant of Christ Jesus, called to be an apostle and set apart for the gospel of God, the gospel he promised beforehand through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures regarding his Son, who as to his earthly life was a descendant of David, and who through the Spirit of holiness was appointed the Son of God in power by his resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Through him we received grace and apostleship, to call all the Gentiles to faith and obedience for his name's sake. And you also are among those Gentiles who are called to belong to Jesus Christ. To all in Rome who are loved by God and called to be his holy people, grace and peace to you from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for all of you, because your faith is being reported all over the world. God, whom I serve in my spirit in preaching the gospel of his Son, is my witness how constantly I remember you in my prayers at all times. And I pray that now at last, by God's will, the way may be opened for me to come to you. I long to see you so that I may impart to you some spiritual gift to make you strong. That is, that you and I may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith. I do not want you to be unaware, brothers and sisters, that I plan many times to come to you, but have been prevented from doing so until now, in order that I might have a harvest among you, just as I have had among the other Gentiles. I am obligated both to Greeks and non-Greeks, both to the wise and the foolish. That is why I am so eager to preach the gospel also to you who are in Rome. I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew, then to the Gentile. For in the gospel the righteousness of God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith from first to last, just as it is written, "The righteous will live by faith." The wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all the godlessness and wickedness of human beings who suppress the truth by their wickedness, since what may be known about God is plain to them, because God has made it plain to them. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that people are without excuse. For although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God nor gave thanks to him. But their thinking became futile, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Although they claimed to be wise, they became fools, and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images made to look like mortal human beings, and birds, and animals, and reptiles. Therefore, God gave them over in the sinful desires of their hearts to sexual impurity for the degrading of their bodies with one another. They exchanged the truth about God for a lie, and worshipped and served created things rather than the Creator, who is forever praised. Amen. Because of this, God gave them over to shameful lusts. Even their women exchanged natural sexual relations for unnatural ones. In the same way, the men also abandoned natural relations with women and were inflamed with lust for one another. Men committed shameful acts with other men, and received in themselves the due penalty for their error. Furthermore, just as they did not think it worthwhile to retain the knowledge of God, so God gave them over to a depraved mind, so that they do what ought not to be done. They have become filled with every kind of wickedness, evil, greed, and depravity. They are full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, and malice. They are gossips, slanderers, God-haters, insolent, arrogant, and boastful. They invent ways of doing evil. They disobey their parents. They have no understanding, no fidelity, no love, no mercy. Although they know God's righteous decree that those who do such things deserve death, they not only continue to do these very things, but also approve of those who practice them. You, therefore, have no excuse. You who pass judgment on someone else, for at whatever point you judge another, you are condemning yourself, because you who pass judgment do the same things. Now we know that God's judgment against those who do such things is based on truth. So when you, a mere human, pass judgment on them and yet do the same things, do you think you will escape God's judgment? Or do you show contempt for the riches of his kindness, forbearance and patience, not realizing that God's kindness is intended to lead you to repentance? But because of your stubbornness and your unrepentant heart, you are storing up wrath against yourself for the day of God's wrath, when his righteous judgment will be revealed. God will repay everyone according to what they have done. To those who by persistence in doing good seek glory, honor, and immortality, he will give eternal life. But for those who are self-seeking and who reject the truth and follow evil, there will be wrath and anger. There will be trouble and distress for every human being who does evil. First for the Jew, then for the Gentile. But glory, honor, and peace for everyone who does good. First for the Jew, then for the Gentile. For God does not show favoritism. All who sin apart from the law will also perish apart from the law. And all who sin under the law will be judged by the law. For it is not those who hear the law who are righteous in God's sight, but it is those who obey the law who will be declared righteous. Indeed, when Gentiles who do not have the law do by nature things required by the law, they are a law for themselves. Even though they do not have the law, they show that the requirements of the law are written on their hearts, their consciences also bearing witness, and their thoughts now accusing, now even defending them. This will take place on the day when God judges everyone's secrets through Jesus Christ, as my gospel declares. Now you, if you call yourself a Jew, if you rely on the law and boast in God, if you know his will and approve of what is superior because you are instructed by the law, if you are convinced that you are a guide for the blind, a light for those who are in the dark, an instructor of the foolish, a teacher of infants, because you have in the law the embodiment of knowledge and truth, you then, who teach others, do you not teach yourself? You who preach against stealing, do you steal? You who say that people should not commit adultery, do you commit adultery? You who abhor idols, do you rob temples? You who boast in the law, do you dishonor God by breaking the law? As it is written, God's name is blasphemed among the Gentiles because of you. Circumcision has value if you observe the law. But if you break the law, you have become as though you had not been circumcised. If those who are not circumcised keep the law's requirements, will they not be regarded as though they were circumcised? The one who is not circumcised physically and yet obeys the law will condemn you who, even though you have the written code and circumcision, are a lawbreaker. A person is not a Jew who is one only outwardly, nor is circumcision merely outward and physical. No. A person is a Jew who is one inwardly. And circumcision is circumcision of the heart, by the Spirit, not by the written code. Such a person's praise is not from other people, but from God.
Stream Globe Ministry is a non-denominational and interdenominational ministry. We are not a church and we do not intend to become one. The way we pay our bills is through the generous donations of people like you who are being blessed by the ministry and who partner with us. If you wish to partner with us, you can do so by sending your donations to our bank account. The account number is 121-07-33265. That is 121-07-33265. And the bank is Zenith Bank, Nigeria. Now, if you do not have access to a Nigerian bank account, you can send your donations to us via PayPal. And the PayPal email is partner@streamglobe.org. That is partner@streamglobe.org. The Lord will bless and reward you mightily as you join us in streaming the globe with His living word.
Thank you for listening to today's Stream Globe Daily Devotional. We encourage you to share this audio with friends and contacts, and let's touch lives together. Stream Globe Word Outreach is a non-denominational and interdenominational ministry. You can learn more about us by visiting our website at www.streamglobe.org. You can also contact us via telephone by calling +234 80344 20524 or +234 90555 6538.